Aga parita. Okay, so we were talking about if a person benched and there was either tsoa, right? We'll see what that means. Or he was drunk. So then he says, "Nistapku atosis v'harashim tzarach lachzvarach." Whether you have to bench again, right? Because for Shimon Esrei, you'd have to daven again. Question is for benching. Right? If it's just Meir Aglayim that you found, so then you don't have to worry about it. Okay, so we're up to Zion. Let's do... right? So he says... Even Tzarech Lachzavarach, right? So Tosis and Rosh were Mesopik, where they have to bench again. Abel Lechadchila Gam Himodim De'osu Levarach Shum Bracha V'chein Divrei Torah Neged Tzoa. Right, they all agree that if there's tzoa there, you should not be doing it. Right, umina Torah. Right, haksi v'hayom achenecha kadosh. Right, because it says, and it's a daraisa issue. The pasuk says v'hayom achenecha kadosh. Your camp should be kodesh, and if you're right, meaning it should not be have anything not clean there. And he says v'atu tfiliksi b'krat. Does it only talk about Shmona Esrei? In the pasuk says you're machne for all davarship kedusha, including benching, and ela kol davar kedusha aslikros makom shein naki, right? Any davar kedusha, meaning any bracha, any whatever, should not be done if the place is not clean. And he says lo mistapke ela kishivar berach matzachach, right? So the only shaila that they have is not whether you can do it lechatila, but if you happen to have found yourself. After you bench, you found some tzoa there, you have to worry about it. Right? So what are we paskin? If you turned around and you found that there was... tzoa, right? And it's still time to bench... So that's okay. V'chein matzasi b'lekute haramban al brachos. Shevi mitzilas fake shetap kabalei tosis b'zeh. Right, he brought down the same suffix. V'achach mask dein chilek b'zeh bein tila bein shar davar shepikdusha ayin shom v'ayin b'bir halacha. Right, we'll see more in the bir halacha. But again, pasha pshat. If you find yourself, you found soa behind you. Remember, we by davening we made a distinction between it, whether it is a whether you should have looked. Or mamish, it turned out there's no reason to assume, you know, I'm sitting here at my table, I have no reason to assume that there's tzoa behind me. So therefore, right, so that we said, if you daven Shmona Esrei in a place where you have no reason to assume of tzoa, that's okay, b'dieved. But if you should have known, it's a possibility, you know, there are kids with dirty diapers that are running around and the dirty diapers are constantly being cast off, right, so that's a different deal. Then you should have been aware of it. So we paskin that the Shimon Esrei rules are also applied to benching. Okay, did we lose David again? No, he's here. Okay, no, we lost David.
I just got kicked off also.
What?
I just got kicked off also. I'm not sure what happened.
So I don't know either. What's going on? Hey, we'll wait a second for David to get back on. And David is back on. David, is it me or you that's getting kicked off? David?
Okay.
David, do you know who's getting causing you getting kicked off? Or better yet, David,
what
can
page
you...
page are we again?
We're on page 180. David, can... David, can you hear me? David? Dovi, I assume you can hear me.
Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
Okay. David? Can you hear me now? David, is it your line or me? It's getting you messed up.
You should call in.
I was the call issue is fine, so I guess I could restart.
Yeah, you can call my phone if you want.
You want to call Jimmy's cell phone and you'll listen online that way?
Sure.
Okay. Yes, I try his cell.
Okay.
Okay. Then speaker.
Yep.
Okay. So we're up to Mishnah Beruches and Mishum Eraglim. So we said in Zion that we do paskin just like we do by Shmon Esrei, that if you do actually find soa, right after you finish benching, you have to bench again. And he says in Ches Mishum Eraglim, Hayinu Gam came both in Zion. Same deal, that you didn't notice anything. The Berach Berachas Amos V'Achach Motz Meraglayim B'Soch Dalad Amos. You found Soa within your Dalad Amos. Ulhachi Kamer Pshita, and that's why it says Pshita. The Afilu Lechadchila Hayimut Elo Levar Calls Man Shlei Noda Lo Sheesh Kan Meraglayim. Right, even Lechadchila, as long as you don't know about it, you can go bench. The Neg Meraglayim Raki Sur Drabanan Al Sveka Lo Gazru. So the fact that maybe you could have, should have, thought about it, right, at the end of the day, right, you don't have, we don't worry about Meirag Layim, so even if you're a place where you should have been misopic about it, we're not talking about that you knew there was Meirag Layim there, and you still chose to bench, because then it wouldn't say Pshita, that it's not a problem. Because that should be the same as if you found soa, right? So again, we're just talking about that after the fact you found it, and therefore he says that you don't have to bench again. Okay, let's go back to Bir Halacha. We're up to the last one on page 179. First one in Sif Hey Im Beirach. B'hai said soa kinegdo. I am Mishabur v'hum halavosh. The suffix is only after the fact. As the Mishabura said, if you went ahead and you benched, and when at the time of benching, you weren't aware of any tsoa. So, right, because he says, Dima yenodlo mitchila, because if you knew there was tsoa there and you decided to bench, there was lo hayo mistapkin. The stomatosis would not have been misopic. Kivin darva lechatchila, b'shat nefesh, alisid araisa. And this person would violate the Yisid Daraisa, but Vade Choser Mavarech. So you definitely have to do it. Right here, he's a Shogeg. He didn't know that there was anything there. Even though his mistake was he didn't check, right? At the end of the day, Bezem Mistapkin Ulai Loikam Ragamar. Right, so he said perhaps, right, that their suffix was only for Shmon Esrei, which is more chomer than Berachas Hamazon. But according to Pashup Shad here, even if you knew about it, you would be Yotze. He says, Achmed Prima Gan Leil B'Simen Ayin Vav.
Hello.
Yeah, what's going on with you? Do you want to call?
I keep getting kicked off every 3 seconds.
Okay, so you know what? Let me get a different phone.
I think it's at your end. I thought it was a lot of my problem.
I don't know. Dovey's doing fine. So let me... You have... Okay, give me a second. I'm going to call yourself.
I'm not
one
sure.
If Dovey's doing fine, that doesn't make any sense.
But Dovey's on the phone.
Okay.
I hear you.
I'm the only one on Zoom?
I'm not sure if I can bridge a call.
I don't know. I want to get another phone.
Well, why don't you just put...
Why don't you just come here, Larry?
I wish I could. I'm just exhausted. Did you go to the stuff today, Jimmy?
What's your cell phone?
Did you go today?
What's your cell phone?
It's 646.
Yeah.
573.
Yeah.
7757. So I'm going to log off this.
Yes.
646-57.
Yes. Okay, you can log off of Zoom.
I'm gonna get off that other thing.
Okay. Yeah, I feel so hushy. I got like four phones around me. Okay. Okay. So. Yeah. Yes, we got Chaverim phone calls. We dispatch for Chaverim also here in this house.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So. So first Tosfos says that maybe even if you did it on purpose. But then he says, the Prima Gadim writes, Deafilu benodalo, right? Shumafar says, Kapashte, Deafilu nodalo mitchila mistapin, right? That even that their suffix was, right? Right? That the suffix is, even if you knew up front, right. However, others learn that the suffix is only if you found it after the fact. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't make a distinction between whether the tzoa was there beforehand or whether the tzoa you knew about it beforehand or you only found out about it afterwards. Right. Right. And the Gemara's mashma. Right, by Shmon Esrei is machmer only if you found it afterwards. Nokta gamkin sveikosam, linyan berach samosan gamkin beofen zeh. Right, and therefore they set it up in the case of after the fact, because that's what the Shmon Esrei case was. Avliolam de mistap linyan berach samosan kol gavne bitzarchian. But maybe, right, when it comes to benching, even if you knew lechatchila, it's a suffix. Maybe you don't have to be repeat. Now he says, "V'nei ra'isi b'chay adam klag yom nishmas adam sham o zayin shehircha v'dibur b'zeh v'dayta filu b'nodlo mitchila ain't tzarach lachs v'arach v'arach z'mosin." Right? The Chay Adam also seems to say, even if you knew about the tzoa and you chose to bench there anyway, "V'zeh nir shedayto gamken keprima gadam tzvei kosmu b'chol gavnei u'paskul l'hakol b'di'evet ayin sham taimu b'dazeh ain't a mikri sveika d'araisa t'mid d'araisa." He says, "Not a suffik d'araisa t'mid d'araisa b'chol gavnei yotze b'di'evet afsha over ad d'araisa." Right, that midaraisa, you're still yotze. You did say the magical words of benching, even though you violated separate daraisa. And therefore, the only reason you wouldn't be yotze by Shimon Esrei is because it's a kenas, and they only did the kenas for Shimon Esrei. So we go back to that case of the girl benching in the bathroom. Right. So at this point, according to Chai Adam, right, it wasn't the right thing to do, but lemaisa, she was at least yotze benching by benching in the bathroom. Okay, now he turns this all over. He says, "V'ayin sham sheherech dezek kil mishar mitzvah ba'avera." Okay, and the Chay Adam seems to also elaborate why this isn't a mitzvah ba'avera, where you're not yotzei the mitzvah. So Mishnah Berurah says, "Elanias daiti lo nihir klai." He says, "I don't accept any of this." Da'ad rab dezek chomer yotzei. This is worse. Kiven dezek bar l'kul yamud lav daf kriyishma aser the diamond hamakam atinofos. Right, we know it's not just Kriyishma that you're not allowed to say in a place that's dirty. Who would the call Dover Kedusha? Any holy words? K'mosh Kazer Ram Perak Gimel Hilchas Kriyishma Alach Adalad. Echein Kazer Ram Ban Belikuta Vayin Sham V'im Av V'dibur B'chal Ki Devar Hashem Baza. If you go ahead and you say Shema, right in a bathroom, it's you're making a bizayon of the words of Hashem. K'demirin Brachas Chavdal Am Beis. Vayin Sham V'eich Nomar Shiyatza Bazed Di'eved. Right, you're praising Hashem for your food while you're disgracing Hashem at the same time. You're disgracing Hashem. How could you possibly be yotzei? That if you should have been mesubik about soa, you have to repeat. B'simen kuf pehe kos birch samosan detosvus aroshin stopku im tzarach lachsav lohichri ayin sham. So he says, you see, we don't have the same halacha by benching. He says, "Well, apel al kushiyoso sherei tosus have you raya the brichas muslim kill mitzvila, mitei kilin in brichas muslim gabe shikar." Right, his raya that benching is more makel is because we're more makel by benching. I mean, by when you drink too much, where shmone esrei you're not yotze and benching you would be. V'nei legabe kriyishma lo yikil kol, but by kriyishma we weren't makel at all. Kedisa lo b'sim tzadi tes of al bago. Probably gears the groshim b'yushalim post b'yushalim behedge shikar osu kriyishma. Right, the Ramban says that the whole suffix was only if you saw it after the fact, and he passes that you have to bench again anyway. But certainly, if you saw it up front, the Ramban for sure would tell him he has to bench again, because even after the fact, he tells you have to do it again. So Mishbur says you'd have to bench again if you knew about it up front. Because there are achronim that are machmir anyway on that suffix, that even afterwards you'd have to bench again if you should have known. So the Mishbur doesn't accept the possibility that if you know up front and you still bench, that you're yotze. And again, we keep on reminding everybody, this is human soa, so it's not necessarily the most common case out there. Okay, osha haya shikar, right? So then we said if a person's drunk. Right? So we said, now again, there's three levels of drunkenness, right? We said that there's the situation where you drink something, where the whole issue about, you know, whether Kohanim can duchen and things like that. Then we have where you can talk, you can't talk so well, right? And then we have Shechruso Shalot, where you're totally gone, right? So we do say that we pass, at least if you can talk, even if you can't talk before a king, right, you can go ahead and bench anyway. So that's very common on Purim, right? Shechruso Shalot, to be able to bench, right, is a very, I mean, like, you're totally gone. So I am Mishra Marash Kasam Shem Achronim Ma'ad Maske Ledino V'ayim Echlish Ramban B'Lekut of Anal Shekamu Maske and Liker Adin the Mutter Shikr B'Chal Brachos, that someone who drank, even if he can't speak so clearly, can make brachos. Levad Mitvilem Neshuku Omer Lefnei HaMelech, right? Shmon Esrei is like standing in front of the king. And a drunkard should not be doing that. It's not so clear that it's mutter. And the girl would agree that you should go ahead and bench, shematr mikodem, ukmosh paskam agram shachronim. So again, as long as you are able to bench, right, because if you look at the game, let's go back to the first part of Vav, where he says that you got totally drunk, you couldn't talk, you know, a straight sentence to the king, right? And the question is, do you have to bench again? So we said we're not talking about Shechruso Shalot. Now, Shechruso Shalot doesn't mean that you passed out on the floor, right? Shechruso means that you have none of your, you know, facilities are working, right? We view you like a shota. It's not that you won't remember what you're doing, but even while you're doing it, you have no idea what you're doing, right? But nonetheless, okay, so we do say that a shikar can bench, right? Again, you see this on Purim all the time. But soa we're more machmer with. Okay, simen kuf pei vav. We'll start this. Im nashim ketanim chayim berachas amazon ubo beisifim. Are women chayav in benching? So he says nashim chayav berachas amazon v'safek u'imhein chayavas midaraisa. Are women chayav midaraisa in benching? Right, as we'll see why. U'motzias es anashim. If they're chayav daraisa, they can be motzi a man. Right. We talked about the situation of a person who is benching. Right, and he forgot Ritzay or whatever, he doesn't know if he remembered Ritzay. And the only person who hasn't benched yet that could repeat the whole benching for him with Ritzay is a lady. Well, that may not help if she's not Chayav D'Oraisa, because he is. Maybe women are only chayav drabanan. They can only be motzi those who have a drabanan chiyuv, meaning they didn't have enough of a shear. Right, we'll see more about their zimun rules. Okay, so he says in Aleph, imein chayavas midaraisa. Why? Lefishi mitzvah say shlo azman grama. There really is no reason why benching shouldn't be a mitzvah that they're chayav in. However, some say, what daf is this on in Masechta the Brachas? That's right. Good job, Jimmy. Elamid Rabbanan, midasiv al haaretz ha-tova, right? V'nash me'elam chelik v'art mitzad atzman. They don't inherently have rights to the land. Im lo b'basi reshna somehow, right? There's no sons, and she is Yerush, her father. Even though Kohanim Levim don't have a particular chelik in the land, but they do have the places where they live. And that's reason number one, right? Maybe Alar Tatova is not relevant. And we'll see, these are phrases that are imperative to be said. If you skip these words in benching, you're not Yotze. Yeshua, Mishum Shalom, Nitalim, Bris, V'Torah, right? We'll see that talking about Bris and talking about Torah is also an imperative. And women are not chayev in bris, and not chayev in tamatar. So maybe, again, they don't have a chiyev d'oraisa in benching. And we said, and therefore, if they're only drabbanan, they can only be moti drabbanans. Kegon shlo ocha kadei sviya. Someone didn't need a shear sviya. Shein chiyev el medrabbanan. The messiah matar, neshu sofik naktin and dein motzias, esu acherim shalcha kadei sviya. And therefore, we paskin that if someone ate kadei sviya, a woman cannot be moti them. And like I said, that case where you're trying to get someone to repeat benching for you, it can't be a woman if you were filled up. The chen custom harambam perikei milchus brachos that we treat women as a suffix that maybe it's drabanan. Then custom b'shut shayar frayim isha shachla k'dei sviya v'nstapkin bercha, a woman ate k'dei sviya, she's mesopik, so chayev asavara chayin sham taimo, right? So it's a suffix d'araisa, right? Because she ate a shir d'araisa. She's not sure if she benched, but maybe she has a chiv d'araisa to bench. Now you could say it's a svek sveka, but he gives a reason why she's chayev. V'chein hiskim v'chayel d'mekim gibarim, v'chein v'chidushim v'chiv v'eger, v'chein v'chayel yosef, v'chein v'chayel chalach z'varach. On that suffix, they don't have to bench again. V'chein mitzad the prima gadim, they don't have to because it's a, right, it turns out to be, it's a sveka d'rabbanon, right, or it's a svek sveka, right? So if she wants to go ahead and bench again, right, because maybe she's chayav d'oraisa and suffik d'oraisa l'chumra, so then she could do so. Now we'll see the first two beralachas and we'll stop. Okay, motzias es ha'anoshim, hainu kagon she'amru bris v'tor. Now, obviously, she cannot skip those words if she's being motzi a man, even though she may not be chayav in them. If she skips him, it's not a big deal. But if she skips him while she's trying to motzi a man, he will not be yotzei. When we get to Kuf Pei Zayin, which is the next simon, we're going to go through some of the details of benching itself. Oim einan chayavas, or someone who's not chayev, who had din eved. The same would be true with an eved. V'ayim chlusha rajba. Right. Okay. So we'll stop here. We'll do this tomorrow. Lorenzen, we're on for 10:20 tomorrow. Okay, 10:20 tomorrow. Okay, we'll see you all there. Dovi, David, you're back on tomorrow, 10:20?
No.
You're staying Sunday night, or you're driving back then?
Yeah, no, we're staying Sunday night. We're planning to do something on Monday on the way back.
Oh, so you took Monday off also? Okay, fine. Okay,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I mean, you're not working when the kids are off.
Okay. Okay,
right, David, we'll see you later.
Okay, so we'll see David. We'll see David live. Dovi, call my cell phone before you dial in. If you're the only one, we'll just do it on the cell phone.
And Larry, shut.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Good luck.
Okay, goodbye. Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.